Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, if you've been flipping through the channels on TV this week during the holiday week, especially around New Year's and Christmas, probably seen one of the many sponsored bowl games at the end of the college season. Last night, they had the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. You may have caught, Celeste, did you catch the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl?
Now that is catchy.
That's an important game. How about the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl?
What? That's not a real name.
Sponsored by TaxSlayer.com. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's the Gator Bowl. Oh, excuse me. The TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl. Are you feeling inspired by college football?
No.
Well, it's a big business. Look, NCAA is a big moneymaker, just part of a college sports business that takes in $6 billion in revenue annually. So here's the question, you may have heard it before. Should college players see some of that money beyond their scholarships? After all, they're the attraction. Joakim Noah, who led the University of Florida to two national basketball titles, is among those who say yes.
The University of Florida did a lot for me. I have a coach that I love to this day. But at the same time, I'd have some teammates who came from all around the country and couldn't pay for their family members to go watch this game. I mean, we're playing in the Final Four, but you can't go watch the game. The school can't pay for it. Like, why not? I mean, how much money are we generating here?
Joakim Noah now plays for the Chicago Bulls. That's from a Frontline special called Money and March Madness that we had on, that we featured on the show last year. Now, in 12 days, the NCAA is going to be reviewing this issue. We want to hear from you. Should college athletes get a salary? Should they get something beyond their scholarships? Well, Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, and friend of The Takeaway, certainly thinks so. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Todd. Of course, you know, they're not, the NCAA is absolutely not going to be reviewing the issue of whether to pay the players, because the NCAA is fiercely, adamantly, violently opposed to that idea. They're going to be reviewing the idea of whether they can give the players a $2,000 stipend, which all it does is help close the gap between the value of the scholarship and the full cost of attending college. Believe it or not, college scholarships for athletes don't even, in most cases, cover the full cost of attending college. It is a scandal.
And yet, Joe, you know that there are lots of other kinds of students who struggle to get into college, who don't get full scholarships, don't get the shot to be a sports star. A lot of people don't have a great deal of sympathy for college athletes. Yes, it's true, they're the attraction, and the schools and certainly the corporations make billions, but overall they get a pretty good deal.
Well, I don't really think. I think for Division I football and basketball, where there are no minor leagues to go to if you don't want to go to college, it's really not that great a deal for a lot of players. Many of them go to college underqualified to go. They major in eligibility. The coaches have an incredibly, you know, basically they have a full-time job. They have more than a full-time job. They work 50 to 60 hours a week on their sport. They generate enormous amounts of money for the school, and they are the labor force. I mean, it's really simple. They're the labor force, and the labor force should be paid. It is every other student in the university can work in the photo lab, can make money as a musician if they're majoring in music. College athletes are not allowed to do any of those things. They are serfs. They are chattel.
Does it complicate things at all that under college rules and nonprofit status, Title IX, that if, you know, the big moneymakers, let's face it, some linebacker at the University of Georgia is going to get paid, you also have to pay somebody on the swim team, which generates no revenue, or somebody on the field hockey team?
Well, my argument, I wrote about this in the New York Times this past weekend, and I laid out a five-point proposal to pay the players, and I do acknowledge the Title IX is the weak point of my argument, because I do believe that the big revenue sports, the players should get paid, and I also believe that other sports, they should not get paid, partly because universities couldn't afford it, but also because every other sport can be justified as part of what the university does. Football and men's basketball cannot be justified that way. They are giant, enormous commercial entertainments that are latched onto a university. They really have nothing to do with university life. They are a different species.
And
I do believe that if you It would hold up. I do believe that if you change their status from student athlete to student employee, you might be able to get away with this under Title IX. But I openly acknowledge that that would be a problem.
And let's just remind people, Title IX is the federal law that says when a school gets federal money or financial assistance, that women's sports have to be treated the same under the rules and financially as men's sports. That's why.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly say that, which is a little complicated. In fact, if you look at the statistics, you find many, many schools that pay 60-40 or 65-35 for men's sports versus women's. You have to give them equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. Okay. Joan O'Sara, The New York Times, I want to step away from the issue just briefly of college athletes getting paid and ask you about something else. It just gets under my skin when I watch college sports or even pro sports. I ran down a list here in the intro. Okay, I'm going to do it again briefly. Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl. San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. I'm inspired. Hey, I went to a Caps game a couple weeks ago in Washington. Nobody likes Verizon, let's face it. I went to the Verizon Center. Is there a point here? Does this get under your skin? Is there a point where our points of public convention, whether it's in college sports or going to a pro stadium, can somehow transcend corporate buying?
I wish there was, but these guys are all about maximizing revenues, which is also another reason I think the Pairs should be played. This is not going to stop. I mean, they will put a logo on anything. Chick-fil-A, I saw a guy from Chick-fil-A speaking at a convention, NCAA convention or a marketing convention, and he was talking about how important it was for his company to attach itself to college football so they can give away free food. And get college students basically hooked on Chick-fil-A. It is annoying, but it's not going to stop.
As far as I'm concerned, Joe, this is a good reason to be a Green Bay Packers fan. Not that I care about the Packers, to be honest, but they're owned by the city they play in, and they play in Lambeau Field, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know? All right, thanks, Joe. We always love having you on, man. Joan O'Sara, op-ed columnist for our partner in the New York Times and friend of The Takeaway, joining us about the big money in college sports. Hey, Joe, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.